I have been thinking about it for a while. As a sitkin, you know, as a single mother, as the person who brings home the provisions for my family, I have thought about the conditions that many sitkins find ourselves in. It was when someone asked me on the street, you should run. They actually declared it, you should run and just jump right in. And so here I am. And I think with my position and my background working with the public and also being able to do what I've done in my life as just a person trying to make it, it's very important for me to listen to the people and to find a direct course. I am a very direct person, and I think my quiet demeanor sometimes trips people up. I am quiet, but I am strong and able to make decisions that are difficult. And in the position that I am in today with my job, I see how people are affected in Sitka. And that in itself is reason for me to run. I want to make sure that the city puts into place and considers how much our families work. And that includes also the senior sales tax. I have a 91-year-old mother who is fiercely independent, and I know many of her friends who were greatly affected by this. And to see the measure go through and have that taken away was concerning, because that does take away a lot of the independence that our people have. And when you talk money, it's emotional, and people are proud and they don't really want to talk about it. It is difficult, but again, these are our elders, and we need to find different ways to find that revenue. It's hard. It's hard statewide. It's hard locally. It is a job, but I believe if we come together and work things out, there will be other ways to find that revenue stream and to give our elders that tax break.